Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 380. If you'd like to have a copy of it, we'll send you one. Absolutely free, postage and handling taken care of. Please specify whether you'd like to have a CD or a audio tape. We'll send it to you right away. We have a strong message today. The Bible tells us that, we must be walking in the Spirit. It's called the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Now, the law of the Spirit of life also is the law of power, ruling power. These signs shall follow those who believe. If a person really has the Spirit of God, Jesus, who cannot lie, stated that we would have as much power because he's in us as he had. And he had the power to still the waters and the wind, because Adam was given all that power in the first place. He was supposed to rule, and instead of believing God that he was to rule the whole world, we've been called to rule this world. And God gives us the power to be able to do that, but there's so many people that are saved, but they really don't know it. They're saved, but they just don't have the faith to believe the things that the Lord said. And I'll get more into that message a little bit later, but right now let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask the Lord to anoint this service. Father, just anoint me. Speak from me, from out of my mouth. Let your words come down into my spirit. Lord, you're a spirit, and all those that worship you must worship you in their spirit to go to your throne by your spirit and truth. Now, if we're going to worship you by truth, we're going to believe that you called us to rule. And not just one person, but the whole body of Christ is to, in their office, cooperate one with another with your spirit to rule the earth. And the people, your people, will do these things, if they start really believing you, because they don't, if they were, we'd all have more spiritual gifts, everyone in the church. I thank and praise you, Father, for giving me, Lord Jesus, so many spiritual gifts. And the signs do follow me wherever I go. And I want everyone to be like me, because you want everyone to be like me, to have spiritual power, to have the gifts of the Spirit, so that people can see in human bodies today that there is power, ruling power, power to still the waters. Be still, be quiet, be still, or to still the storms. Now, before Adam lost his rule of the earth by believing his wife and himself believing Satan rather than you, they were able to, if the storm would come up, there were no storms then, because when man got out of order, the entire universe went out of order. And there's storms now and earthquakes and all sorts of curses, but those of us that walk in you are just like Jesus, who was on the sea just sleeping. And when the storm occurred, they woke him up and says, "Oh, you have little faith. I've called you to rule the world. And all you had to do is just say to this storm and this wind, be still." And it would have been still. I've practiced this, Father, as you know, like when it's pouring down rain and we need for it to not rain anymore. I call on you and it stops. Immediately, those big thunderstorms just instantly stop. So I know that your word is true, and some people say that it's not true, but every time, even when I want it to rain, we had a big drought out here, Father, as you well know, and they were all kind of mocking me and saying, "If you're of the Lord, why don't you stop this drought?" And so I called on you. I says, "I will." And I called on you, and that was the second time that I did that, once while I was in prison for the gospel's sake. And it started pouring down within 2 minutes. And another time was when I was in the halfway house and the drought began all over again. And the person there that was taking care of the place told me, why don't you make it rain? And I said, I will. And it started pouring down rain again when I prayed. So these, if you believe the first statement in the Bible, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth with his power. And so if we're children of the word, we have that power, but people have to receive that. Most people look like they're totally bored, Father, you know, because with all this power, and it just shows that they really haven't really fully believed you yet, and there's no signs at all that follow them, and they just lounge around as though that's going to get them into the kingdom of heaven. Lord, I pray that you will emphasize these things in this message today, and that you will show how that when Jesus, who wanted to restore things as they were, came into this world. He stilled the waters. There's no more chaos. If there was a storm, he could just speak to it and it goes away. And all his people, he said, you do greater things than I have. And also, he walked on water. So we need people that will do greater things than he did, at least as the same things, for heaven's sakes. Father, we ask that you bring forth that message very strong as you've led me to preach this message today in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone says, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Now, I'd like to sing a song for you here with the J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet. It's called Consideration. You know, and the Lord has considered me, and the Lord has considered you. He's considering, why don't you have these gifts? Okay, why don't you have take the power that I've given you? Why are you a doubter? Because doubters shall spend eternity in the lake of fire. Okay, here we are now. Listen closely.
Consider me,
oh Lord, consider me.
real good, boys? That's really good. Now, there are a lot of people that are saved, but they don't even know it. They really have no idea that they've become a new creature in Christ Jesus, and there's no way, it seems, that you can possibly preach the word into them enough to where you can tell them or that they'll receive it. They just have to study the word long enough to where they understand what a state of spiritual life is. You know, the Lord says greater things will we do than him. And he, it's people, so many people are sick, and a lot of them call me up all the time rather than just receiving the gift of healing, casting out devils, raising the dead, which all these things I have, the Lord has done in me. This is why I'm proceeding regarding spiritual life. That is the experience of being in Christ. Now, Christ wants to show off his power because he says all power in heaven and on earth belongs to me. And if I'm in you, I want you to submit yourself totally to me so that I can show the people of the world that the things that I'm saying in the Bible are true. I want you to yield completely unto me and take, over. Take over sickness, disease, infirmities, to stop these wars and to stop tornadoes and tsunamis and all sorts of other things so that people can see miraculous things happening when we speak. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, I want to continue by looking at the second position of level of living, the spiritual life. Now, if you're living according to the law of the Spirit of Christ, or the Spirit of Christ in Christ Jesus, the Spirit of life. Now, Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. So if you're living according to the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, that means you're living according to the Spirit of power. And the Lord wants to show. He wants to live his life now. Let him. Amen?
Amen.
He wants to live his life in you. And so quit. You've got bored looks on your faces because you're boring. But the Lord isn't boring. People used to follow him all over the hills and the valleys and by the lake, by the Sea of Galilee. At the Jerusalem, he always had a throng, a crowd around him because miracles were popping out of him. Every time he says, be still, it would happen. Every time he says, be healed, whole towns would be healed. And if Christ is living in you, he's not living in you if you don't allow him to live in you. That's what that means. Amen?
Amen.
That's the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, is that you are nothing but a stinking human body, have surrendered all your stinking life, and that you're totally in to Sabbath, 7-day Sabbath. Forget this 1-day Sabbath. That's all over with. Jesus came and he said you're supposed to rest in him every day. And when you're resting in him, then he can do something in you. All right?
Amen.
And so if you're there's something, nothing coming out of you, but just defiance and lusting and all sorts of things like that, that's the devil in you. And that's because you're not believing the Lord to take the power of the life of the Spirit of Christ in you. The law, it's a law for you to let Christ live in you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The Lord said in the Old Testament that he'd live in you, that he'd send his Spirit down into you, he'd live, abide in you, and you would be his people. Well, how can people tell if you're God's people if you're just sitting around bored and still sinning like the people out in the world are sinning? No, what you are is trash. And so the Lord is bringing these messages now to bring people up to life, to resurrect into his kind of life, the spiritual, the Jesus kind of life, the Holy Spirit kind of life. Where the Holy Spirit is, there's power.
Amen.
And the Lord gave this power to Adam and Eve, and they could do all these things. He said, keep the garden. He didn't say, I'll keep the garden for you. He says, keep the garden. In other words, don't let any intrusion come in. Don't let Satan come in here. Don't let him come in with his lies. That's the only power he has, is to lie. All right?
Amen.
If he says, I'm going to kill you, tell him, no, you're not. God has given me life. There's no way anyone can kill my spirit. Okay?
Amen.
All right!
Amen.
Unless you're foolish enough to believe the devil, right?
Amen.
So I want to continue looking at the second position or the level of living, the spiritual life, the experience that is of you abiding in Christ and Christ abiding in you. All right?
Amen.
And so this is, you know, I hear about the hour of power. Forget about the hour of power. We're supposed to have power in us throughout the entire time of our lives. Amen?
Amen.
So the Spirit, if the Holy Spirit, and you better be having the Holy Spirit in you, within your spirit, or else you're not born again. And when, on the last day, the Bible says, if the same Spirit that dwelt in Jesus is living in you, then you'll be raised up from the dead. God the Father is the source of all power, the source of everything. He spoke, this is power, the whole universe into existence with His Word. And His Word is true. And if He said that we have as much power or more than Him in these last days, well, then we do. But you just don't believe it, because I don't see that power in the Christian realm today being exercised. So the Lord God is the source. God, and the Son, is the course. And God used His Son, the Word, to create everything. So God is the source, and His Son is the course that He used to do all these things. So if you're a son of God, then you're also the course that God uses to do the things that He says will follow you if you believe. Now, do you believe? And God, amen. Well, then, if you have then where are the signs that follow you? I don't see them. Okay? So we say amen to that fact that God said these signs will follow you, but you don't have those signs yet to prove that God, that Jesus, that the Holy Spirit is still living in this world. All I see really outside of myself. I see a lot of preaching, a lot of teaching. I see the Lord's power coming down upon myself, and when I pray, people get healed.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're so far gone from the Lord that they don't believe the Word, well, then what I have to do is send them to the hospital, okay, because they just don't believe God. And we just had a man, it happens all the time, you know, where somebody just doesn't have faith, and so they have to get their stomach stapled. They have to go get cancer operations and all kinds of stuff like that. God the Spirit is the flow to each of us. Now, if you're not communicating with the Lord by His Spirit, by your spirit, then there's no flow coming into you. And if there's no flow coming into you, then there's no power. So He'll flow into to reach us and to each of us if you believe. I'm not the only one. I'm not bragging about I have anything that wasn't given to me or that I didn't get by faith. Everything from God comes by faith. And if you don't believe Him, you're not going to have anything. All right? So the flow of the spiritual water on the other side of the firmament to reach down to us mankind. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14. Okay, let's find that very quickly. How long would it take you to find that scripture? And I know the people in our church read scriptures, but we have to receive and live out, let Christ live out what the scriptures say. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. What does it say?
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Right. Well, if you're communing, but most people think, what do I communicate with the Lord? He's going to take us into heaven. And no, he's not. Okay, if you're not communicating with the Lord, pray always, because you don't know what's coming up. You don't know what's coming up the next minute. And so, but if you're communing with the Lord, then you're going to know what's going to happen all the time. Okay, so therefore, the Holy Spirit is the reaching of the divine Trinity to us. He likes to reach down to us, but he wants to get our attention. It's like, and he wants for us to pay attention to him when he's speaking. But so many people are like the vision that I saw of a dog that was sleeping. It was a bulldog, an English bulldog. The bottom part of his body, the bottom half of his body, was inside the doghouse. And it was a beautiful sunshiny day, and he was just sleeping so peacefully, I couldn't see the top of his head. Then the vision went backwards where I could see the top of his head, and not only the top of his head, but I could see a lion was sitting there lapping his head was shaped like a dog bowl right on top, and I could see this lion lapping his brains out. And that's the status of the church today. They're not awake enough to communicate to the Lord, and they're not awake at all. They're dead. It's a great falling away. God reaches us in the Son, the Word, as the Spirit, because the Word, the Son, in other words, the Word of God is His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word became flesh. And the Word, and again, Jesus is the Word, is now, He has become the Holy Spirit. And He also has become, if you let Him, He has become the holy life. The life of Christ Jesus living in you. If there's no life of Christ, I see people sinning all over the place. I know there's no life of God in you. God doesn't sin. The Holy Spirit doesn't sin. Jesus never sinned. He hates sin so much that He came, because He knows the destruction of sin, that people's souls are going to go to hell if they're caught in sin. And so He came to this world, lived a perfect life, because He had to undo what Adam did. He's the last Adam, Jesus is. The last, the very last Adam. There's not going to be another one to come in here and take power and dominion over the earth. He showed that He had complete power and dominion of the earth by healing everybody, no matter where He went. In every town, if they were sick, if they were dead, He'd heal them or raise them up from the dead. Or He'd pour out His breath into them and show, you know, here's the Holy Spirit. Or still a storm, or the wind, and anything. Because He had all power in heaven and on earth, and He wants to live that Spirit, that holy life in you. And if you don't have these gifts, then you are not in the Lord. Or you're not letting the Lord live His life out in you, His holy life. Ephesians 2:18 states, quote, for through Him we both have access to the throne of God in the Spirit unto the Father. We have access to the throne. I mean, if you're a Christian, but if you're bored, you're going to just be rubbing your face and scratching your head and moving around in your seat. So we have access by the Spirit unto the Father. The Holy Spirit is the access for us to contact the living God. Receive God, and He also causes us to contain God. That God is, we are a container, and God lives in us. And if God is living in us, He's not lusting. If you're dead, if your mind is filled with the Word of God, and God is, you're containing God, I mean, He's, you put a bottle full of milk, and there's nothing else in that bottle but the milk. So how could, if you're a God container, how could there be anything else in you but God? And if God is in you, then you have the power to be able to do all things in Christ Jesus. It's what the Bible says, okay? These signs will follow you. Amen?
Amen.
So, contain God in our spirit. Now, our spirit is a container that supposed to contain God. But where are these gifts that follow you?
You had to have your stomach stapled. You had to have a cancer operation yesterday. There's all sorts of people that are attacking the church. Get a hold. You should be containing God and tell him, cease, be still. But the Lord doesn't want just one person to do that. We're to be a corporate body of people that have this power in us. All right?
Amen.
What a sad state of affairs that Indian people keep calling me for prayer. I don't mind praying for them, because if you're not going to pray for them and let them and receive healing for them, with them, well, then I'll get the blessing from the Lord for praying immediately, not putting it off. Our spirit is a container that is supposed to contain God. My spirit does. This is so we and God may have an organic union together. Okay, now, organic is totally free of pesticides. There's nothing in there. It's a bottle of milk, or a bottle of water. It's just some water. Okay, there's nothing else in a container that contains God but God. It's organic, free of pesticides. Any doubt or any fears, we don't have them. We don't have doubt. How can we receive anything by doubt? By doubt, we're damned.
Amen.
All right, so you have to receive the gospel, or you're not saved. If you doubt, you're damned. It doesn't make any difference if you call yourself a Christian or not, or if you're sitting in a church for 1,000 years, if you'd move to live that long. So we've become one in Christ Jesus. So if we're one in Christ Jesus, then we are a member of Jesus' body, and we have his spirit in us, and we're able to do anything that he says because he said so. Amen? And he's the Word. And he's the truth. Our union with God isn't at all like the unions in the world or in the United States of America. The cook's union, the baker's union, the dishwasher's union, or the labor unions. The Western Union. No, that isn't what it's like. These kind of unions are in the organizational coexistent way. We live in the world and we have these unions in the world, but we may join one of them, but we're not really we don't have an organic experience with them. But our union with God is organic. It's like we're one. Doesn't the Bible say we're one in Christ Jesus?
Amen.
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 I mean, he is actually living in our organ. The organ is our spirit. Okay? The Lord is living in the organ, our spirit. And our organ, our spirit, is living in the spirit, God. And the main organ in our body, again, is the spirit. Because if there was any other organ in us that were more important than the spirit, well, then we wouldn't be alive. We didn't have a spirit. We're just dead. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so that's the main organ in our body. When God enters into our organ, our spirit, the organ of our spirit, that is, then we have the Holy Spirit in our spirit, in our organ, the main organ of our body. The organ which is our spirit. This is why this union with God is organic. Okay, because it's in our organ. Is the Western Union, that union, is that in your organ, your
No.
spirit? Is the cook's union, the baker's union, the labor union in your spirit?
No.
No. But the Lord is. Amen?
Amen?
So that's why it's an organic union with the Almighty, Holy, Eternal God. And you have power in you that you don't even realize. That's why I say a lot of people are saved, but they are not using the power. They don't believe the Word. They haven't grown. They're still, it's a stalemate. They're way behind, and we're living here at the last day, the very last minutes of the last days. Our union with the Lord, it is a union not only of coexistence, where we all live in one world, and so on, but also of coinherence. I've mentioned this before, coinherence. In the New Testament,
those of us who are born again of the Spirit are co-inheriting with God. In other words, what that means is that He lives in us, the power, God the power, God the way, the truth, the life, God the Creator lives in us. Now, if He created everything in the world and we have the same power as Him, so far as everything that Christ did, well, then we live in Him. We're alive. But if you don't have that power and you're not using that power and you don't believe that that power is available or living in you, then how can you get into the kingdom of heaven when He says those that believe shall be saved and in heaven, and those that doubt shall be damned in hell? So He lives in us and we live in Him. So you have to start believing not only that you're saved, but you have to start having an organic spirit-to-spirit experience with the Father. And the Lord says for us to do it all the time. Amen?
Amen.
Because we're living in dangerous times. John, the 15th chapter. In John, the 15th chapter, the Lord said, "Abide in Me, and I in you." That's an organic situation. The Western Union doesn't abide in Me. The Cooks Union, the Bakers Union, the Dishwashers Union, they don't abide in Me. But the Lord, the Spirit, the power abides in Me. And prove it. If you need healing, come over here and I'll cast that sickness, disease, that infirmity out of you by the power of God that's living in Me. And I'll just come over and God will prove it to you. And I'll lay hands on you. And that organic, that Holy Spirit, the one that created the whole world, the one that raised Lazarus from the dead, that stilled the winds and the sea, the water, is there, and you'll be healed. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. We live about 100 miles away from you. Well, die then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Just leave yourself doing in D. I mean, people used to travel from far and wide to see Jesus, amen?
Amen?
And if He's in me, or He's in all these people over here, well, then you ought to take a little trip and go to the right church, okay? Because if there's, you know, this man talks. He talks so good. I hear unscripturalness coming out of him, but he's such a good speaker. So is Hitler.
Amen.
But did he heal anybody? No, he bombed a lot of people. And a lot of these good speakers belong to the Antichrist cult. They're actually members of the corporate body of Antichrist. But I'm glad that I'm a member of the corporate body of Christ. Okay, I have His power in me, all right.
Amen.
Okay, I really do. And you're supposed to receive that you do as well if you're born again. So the Lord said, "Abide in Me and I in you." 1 John 4:15-16. Speak of God abiding in us and us in God. This is a mutual abiding, amen, an organic one. Okay, He in us and we in Him. Well, then why can't we do what He did? He said He would. Are you going to call Jesus a liar? No. Let every man be called a liar, but let Jesus, let the Almighty God, God and Jesus, the Holy Spirit, are all one. Amen? They're God. So you're a liar. If you say, well, you know, we just pass that on to the pastor. It's supposed to be an entire body of believers that all shout and the walls come tumbling down. Amen?
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Okay. This mutual abiding is the co-inherence. It's only after being regenerated. Actually, you know, you've received the whole Word of God and you've just got all this kind of power in you because faith is the substance of all things. Amen?
Amen?
It's the foundation of all things hoped for. Well, but if you don't hope to stop the rain, or if you don't hope and pray for you to be able to, there's a car accident, somebody's out there bleeding to death, There's a whole crowd of people around there. You stop the car, you get out, you lay hands on the person, they just get up and say, what's wrong? How come everybody's looking at me? If you don't hope for that kind of power, if you don't hope to be able to raise the dead, well, then you're just a lethargic, a person, somebody that's got full of lethargy, and you don't really care about the power of God because you've never sought it. And to heal whole cities and to raise the dead. Okay, so you have to be regenerated. Regenerated, that we are able to have God in us as our life. Well, what do you mean as our life? Well, because you had your life, and now if you want this kind of life that is able to still the waters and to stop the wind and to raise the dead and to heal people and cast out devils, then you have to lose your old life, your worthless life, because there's nothing good spiritually in your life at all. We have to have God in us as our life. We have to let Him take over our life. Amen?
Amen.
And let Him do the work. We are no longer alive. We're not supposed to be living. God is supposed to, He's supposed to be in us as our life. Amen?
Amen.
And that's what you're not letting the Lord do, people. Because if you're letting God have His way in you, if we're no longer alive and God is in us as our life, He's living His life out in us, then there isn't a humdrum day, you know, boring or boring looks on your face. You just keep looking for places where you can let Christ show off His power. Amen?
Amen?
To let people know in this world that the devil, the Antichrist church, government, and media, that they're not in charge.
Amen.
God is in charge. Amen?
Amen?
All right. And that we are in charge. He gave that power to us.
Amen.
Just like He did Adam. So Adam failed, and so Jesus came into the world to take that power back in mankind. All right? And so He proved it. I mean, He did all the things that I'm saying that He did. Amen?
Amen?
He even walked on the water. Well, He has power to make the water solid to where He can walk on it. Amen?
Amen.
Power over all the earth, every bit of it. So we must do what He says in order to obtain this power. We must do what He says. I mean, everything. Because what made man lose his power is when man didn't do what he said. The Lord says, don't eat from that tree. Amen?
Amen.
But he did. Didn't he?
Amen.
Okay, so everything went out into chaos and confusion. Here comes storms. Here comes earthquakes. Here comes tsunamis. Here comes bad weather. Here comes thorns. Here comes thistles. Here comes all the different plagues, the diseases, and everything else. Because when you're out of order with the Lord, I mean, you let the devil take over on you. But when Jesus came back, He didn't let the devil take over Him. He wouldn't listen to anything that the devil said. You want some bread? You're hungry, ain't you? Make those stones into bread. Cast yourself off. I'm not doing anything you say. People are just influenced by these people in this world that say, I like to be a lesbian. I want to see what it's like to... Well, I mean, you're never going to have any power to raise from the dead. But when Jesus came, what He did was He had every kind of temptation in the world thrown at Him, and He didn't. And that's why He was able to not only do all those things, but also to raise from the dead, and then to ascend into the kingdom of heaven, and sit on the right there in heaven right now as God. He's a man, but He's also God. He's the God-man, the first one. And those of us that are here on earth are supposed to receive what He said, that we're to be God-men too. God wanted a lot of sons, amen?
Amen.
But you have to do what He says. We must do what He says in order to not only have this power, but to continue this co-inheritance with Him. Him in us and we in Him. His living in us and our living in Him. In other words, He is our immortal life. He is our immortal power. When I saw myself in the kingdom of heaven, it just looked, wow, I thought I was looking very puffed up because I was walking like a powerhouse. I'd never seen anybody with such arrogance up there. I was walking, it was like an animated cartoon, and just I could tell that a 100 zillion A-bombs couldn't even hurt one of the hair on my head. Or in these late years, in my nose or ears. Because that's all that seems to grow after you get older. It's not so much the hair on your head, but they sure grow in your ears and nose. So, this co-inherence, His living in us and our living in Him. In other words, He is our immortal life and our immortal nature of power, that we are in union in this organic way with God. Organic. He's living in the main organ of our body, our spirit. And so our spirit has Him in us, and we have Him in us, and we're in Him. Why? All things then are possible.
Amen.
All things! Only believe. Amen?
Amen?
Because He's not a liar. It's impossible with God to lie, die, or fail. This is organically. This union is co-inherence, a mutual agreement that we we must abide together. This is the Bible's revelation concerning God and man. Why do you think God made us in His image and likeness? Because Satan was in heaven, and he wanted to take over. And so he sinned by lying about God. You can't do anything that God says not to do and not receive condemnation from it. So God threw him out, and God didn't want Satan to take over the earth. So He made man in His likeness and image and gave him the power to rule this world like He rules in heaven. He wants His will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's why He created man and gave him power to control. Amen? So the Lord gave us that power. He didn't want Satan to rule the world. And all they had to do is just keep that one commandment. There was no adultery or fornication. There was no other man, no other woman. There's no way that either one of them could have committed adultery or fornication. God married them. Okay? And so God says, okay, here, don't let the enemy into this garden. He says, keep the garden free from everything. And I've given you the power to do that. But, you know, this sleazy female, Eve, she believed Satan rather than God, and then everything became chaotic. Life, yeah, they had everything to eat, they were the richest people in the world. They had everything. There was no having to go and get loans, bank loans, or there was no having to go to anywhere to get food, or you didn't have to go to a shopping mart. Everything was there. Amen?
Amen.
There was no plagues, no disease, no sickness, no infirmities. Nothing but just perfection. And then they had to disbelieve God was such a stupid, unbelieving thing. And here we are today. Now the Lord came into the world and because everything went into chaos then. And so chaos and confusion has ended in Christ. Because He didn't buy anything that Satan said. He wouldn't buy it. And therefore, He was able to still the waters. The wind and the waves, they just immediately obeyed Him. Because He was exercising the power that God originally gave to man. And here, as a man, He did what Adam and Eve should have done. The devil came to Him and tried to get Him to eat something. The man does not live by bread alone. Man.
But what we live by is every word of God that says we have the power and dominion over you, you rat. Okay?
Amen.
We don't have to listen to some weak, beggarly, stinking conversation. We don't have to look at pornography. We don't have to look at evil. We flee from the very appearance of evil, the Lord says. Show evil that you don't care anything about it so much that you just run from it. Evil thoughts, get it out of your mind. Read the Bible, pick it up, read somewhere in the Bible, Psalms, something, okay? Mm-hmm. Proverbs. Read the words of Jesus. So this union that we have with the Lord Jesus Christ, with the Father, the Holy Spirit, is a co-inheritance, a mutual agreement that we should abide together. This is the Bible's revelation concerning God and man. We have to know Him and know ourselves to this kind of an extent. We got to know who we are. We have to remember that we're children of the Most High God. We're new creatures. Amen?
Amen.
We're not the old person. We're new to this extent before we can go on any further. We can't go on any further. God's plan and His Sabbath, His rest. This scripture that I'm taking, these scriptures I'm taking this from is Genesis 1:26. Chapter 2, verse 3, chapter 2, verse 18, chapter 24, Ephesians 5, 22, let's see, 5, 22 and through 32, and Revelation chapter 13 and 21, verse 1 through 22, verse 5. In these scriptures, there are four women mentioned in these four different passages of the scripture. In Genesis 2, the woman is Eve. Now, God took Adam, the first Adam's wife, out of his body. And, of course, we are the wife or the bride of Christ, and so we have to come out of his body. We have to be born again. We have to come out of Christ's body, the perfect man, the last Adam. Amen?
Amen.
So that's true. Now, the woman, Eve, in Ephesians 5, the woman is the church. We're supposed to be the church, the one that is letting Christ live out his life in us. And we're taking power and dominion over this rotten world. Amen?
Amen.
This world is condemned. There's no part. There's no reason why you should want to be part of it. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, there shouldn't be anything in this world that you want.
Amen.
Amen? Because it's except to just see the work of God be done. And then when you get that kind of mindset, then you're going to start seeing it. Because I set my mind to that. So the woman is the church. In Revelation 12, she is the woman seen in the vision. And in Revelation 21, she is the wife of the Lamb. And the Lamb is Jesus, so we're the bride of Christ. And if we're going to be his bride, his helpmate, well, then we do the same thing he does. Amen?
Amen.
In case you never thought about that before. So I pray that God will give you the light to see how these four women are all related to one another and to his eternal plan. Then we'll be able to see the position the church occupies, and the responsibility that she, the church, here in this world bears in this plan, and how the overcomers of God will accomplish his eternal purpose. What is his purpose? His purpose is to take back rulership of this world through a man that he created out of the dirt of the ground. Now, Satan, or Lucifer, was the spirit, and he had the power to do it, too. But now the Lord wants people, the world, to know that even in little mud balls, people, that's what I consider us, the mud balls, that he made out of dirt, that his spirit in dirt can overcome the devil. Amen?
Amen.
I mean, if you're really interested in showing giving glory to God and putting the stinking devil down.
Amen.
There's not enough people that have enough hatred for Satan. or want to give God glory enough to just receive the power of God. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ, not only as your personal Savior, but God's power to give glory to Him, that He's living in you, a human being that's been taken out of the earth and has got all this power to still the wind, the water, the tornadoes. And these people that are living in areas where they're being hit with twisters, I'll bet you there's nobody praying in power. You know, God, we have your power. Turn that tornado. How many times have you seen Sue and myself turn tornadoes away? They're coming straight for us. Amen?
Amen.
And we just see them turn right away. Now, God's purpose in creation, in creating man. Why did God create man? What was his purpose? There always has to be a purpose for why God does something. What was his purpose in creating mankind? God has given us the answer to these questions in Genesis 1:26-27. These two verses are of great significance. They reveal to us that God's creation of man was indeed an exceedingly special one. Before God created man, he said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let him have dominion." Dominion! Amen?
Amen.
Over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. This was God's plan in creating man. God said, "Let us." This, of course, speaks of the kind of man God wanted. In other words, God was desiring a model for the man he was to create. Verses 27 reveals God's creation of man. So God created man in his own image, and in his image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Verse 28 says, God blessed them, and God said, not like the Antichrist government, but God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply." Only in marriage, though. Okay, don't be having sex outside of marriage. You do that, and you've lost. You've done the same thing that Adam and Eve did. You've lost control of yourself and the whole world. Amen.
Amen.
Be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. And subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. From these verses, we are clearly able to see that the man that God desired a ruling man. Somebody to rule! Amen?
Amen.
Rule! A man to rule. A man who would rule upon this earth, then he would be satisfied. You think God's satisfied with the way he looks at this world now?
No.
And even the Christian supposed to be church? No. Mm. I'm going to continue this message tomorrow. Make sure you tune in. All right, but right now, the first step in getting God's power in you is to say this prayer. Amen?
Amen.
Just ask the Lord to come into you. He wants to co-inherit with you. He wants you to live in His Spirit and Him in you. He wants to put the law in your heart. And He wants to give you power and dominion over everything in this world. You got money problems? Well, that's nothing for the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
My bills are paid up. Clear through the middle of August right now, and I'm about ready to pay off the last part of August, and then we'll be into September. Say this prayer. You sick? You want power over everything and every demonic thing that's happening in your life? Say this prayer. Say, God, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all of my filthy former sins away, and so I can have peace and happiness and not be afraid to die. Wash them all away in the precious blood that you shed for me on the cross. Lord, you will not
turn me away, you will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, just raise your hands, praise and thank the Lord, and share and tell them four different ways that they can receive a copy of this program, number 380.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right, praise the Lord. Now, I have a song here that I did, and a lot of people like it. I think it's with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet. It's called, You Can Run On for a Long Time Without Having Christ in You, but sooner or later, God's going to cut you down. Okay, run on with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps and myself.
I have been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on my bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. My God spoke, and he spoke so sweet. I thought I heard the shuffle of an angel's feet. Put one hand upon my head. Great God Almighty, let me tell you what he said. Go tell that long tongue liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler, the rambler, the backbiter. Hide your hand, locked in the dark against your fellow man. As sure as God made the day and night, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You may run and hide, slip and slide, talk about the mold in your brother's side. As sure as God made the rich and the poor, you're gonna reap just what you sow. You may run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down. Go tell me. Church just to signify, trying to make a date with the neighbor's wife. But brother, let me tell you, just as sure as you're born, you better leave that woman alone. Because one of these days, you mark my word, you'll think that brother has gone to work. You'll sneak up and knock on the door. That's all, brother, you'll knock no more. You may run on
for a long time. Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down.
Go tell that midnight